You're listening to In Other News on KNBA 90.3 FM, bringing you news and views from the teen perspective, the stuff we care about straight from our mouths. In Other News is a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute.
I'm Sam Burnett.
And I'm Chloe Chobel.
We'll be hosting a great show for you today.
So pay attention, because we're going to have some cool things in your future.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, I got a chance to travel up to the North Slope with a video crew, and I interviewed a few of the people up there. So that's ahead.
Francisco is going to take over the news today, and it seems like it's been a crazy month in the news, so we'll start with that.
In a decision on Friday, July 25th, the Alaska Supreme Court declared that same-sex couples can receive benefits if their partner dies. Previously, same-sex couples were not eligible for these benefits because they were not legally married and therefore not technically widowed, according to the ADN article that quoted the Alaska Workers' Compensation Board that created the law. The decision does not directly impact the legality of same-sex marriage in Alaska, but it is another piece of highly controversial and rapidly changing issue in our state and country.
In the second bear mauling on Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson this summer, Sergeant Lucas Wendelborn encountered a sow during navigation training, according to the New York Daily News article. Wendelborn sustained injuries, but none deemed fatal. In May, Jessica Gamboa was mauled while running in Jaber. She also survived the attack.
In Prudhoe Bay, surveying of the North Slope and BP's oil fields is now being done in part by drones. On July 8th, the first authorized commercial operation by an unmanned aircraft over land in the country was performed by a drone named Puma AE, according to an ADN article. Thanks to permission from the Federal Aviation Administration, the drone will be flying over the North Slope for the next 5 years, greatly increasing the ease of many tasks in Prudhoe Bay, such as creating high-resolution maps and checking pipelines, said BP's Technology Director Kurt Smith in the same ADN article. The drone does come with certain restrictions and guidelines, such as warning pilots in the area when the drone will be present.
As the upcoming elections draw closer, campaigning has become more heated. Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan, who is running for Lieutenant Governor, was fined by the Alaska Public Offices Commission for using municipal resources to campaign, says an ADN article from July 18th. Sullivan had issued a press release regarding a comment he made about union membership that was then distributed to the municipality's website and contact list, which was declared illegal by the Alaska Public Offices Commission. In the same article, Sullivan was quoted saying that there was clearly no intent to use municipal resources to promote this campaign.
Police dogs who work in dangerous situations are sometimes directly involved in violence. MP, a 7.5-year-old Belgian Malinois, Anchorage police dog, was stabbed in the head and neck while chasing an armed stabbing suspect. As stated in the July 27th ADN article, according to his handler, Anchorage police officer Nathan Kiaz, MP held his own. The dog has stitches and underwent an hour of surgery, but is reported to have his spirits up.
You're listening to In Other News, a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute on KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage.
Let's move on to something a little bit more jazzy.
I think some music will do that trick. Here's our DJ, Michael Stormo.
You're about to hear songs from The Broken Bells, FKA Twigs, and Electric Guest. Here we go.
Made it work out in between. Hearing baby boy go for the fame. pin down. So she packed a bag, halfway gone she called her dad. He said, baby girl, if you want free, you won't see me. She said, okay, then just let me be. Got some work, called her boss a sir. But although she tried, something sick inside. Hearing, baby girl, if you want free, you won't see me. And they shot her.
Just listen to Under the Gun by Electric Guest. Before that, Vulture Violence by FKA Twigs. And prior to that, Holding On for Life by The Broken Bells. Now, back to Sam and Chloe.
You're listening to Another News, a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute on KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage.
A couple of weeks ago, Sam, you got to go to Prudhoe Bay, right?
Yeah, I did. I went there with a project with the Alaska Park Service.
Where is Prudhoe Bay, anyway?
It's up on the north slope of Alaska.
Seems like a really cool opportunity. Let's hear some more about it. Here's Sam's story about Dead Horse, Alaska.
You'll never hear someone say, I'm from Dead Horse. It just isn't a place people live. It's a place where people work. People travel to Dead Horse from around the state, country, and world. They go there for anywhere from 2 weeks to 7 months, and they work. About 7 seconds after my feet hit the tarmac at the Dead Horse Airport, I was asked if I knew where I was. You sure you got off at the right stop? They don't ever get teenagers there. They get oil workers. When we walked from the hotel to the store, same experience. About 4 or 5 different people pulled over to the side of the road. What are you doing here? You know there are bears in this area. You know this is Prudhoe Bay, right? And it's because nobody walks. The streets are made for workers driving big, oversized trucks. We ate at the Dead Horse Hotel cafeteria. Imagine a school cafeteria with unlimited food and a bunch of tired oil workers trying to catch a few minutes of rest. We talked to some of them. Here's what they had to say.
My name's Elliot Layton. I'm a welder up here for AIC.
This is Red Goodwin. I'm with CCI. I spend my summers in Alaska, and I spend my winters in the state of Washington.
I'm Stephen Camp. I'm from Big Lake, Alaska, and I'm a laborer for Conham Construction.
My name is Mariah, and I'm from Talkeetna, Alaska, and I work for Carlisle, and I operate the office. I work a two-on, two-off, and so when I come up to work, I work from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and sometimes when we're a little busy, I work past 6 p.m.
It's my first hitch. I'm doing 4 and 2.
I'm on a 3-3 now. I was on a 4-2.
2 weeks on, 2 weeks off.
6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
I'll work tonight till probably 10, 11 o'clock. Started 4:30 this morning.
Working all day, it depends. Some days it's crazy busy. Your phone never stops ringing and just crazy paperwork and everybody's in a hurry to get their stuff. And that can get a little hectic and a little tiring. But some days it's kind of mellow, especially in the summer. So it's a give and take.
All are long hours, right? 14 straight days, 12 hours a day, minimum 12 hours. So they're long days, but you know what? You go home for 2 weeks and you get refreshed. The 8 to 5 is you never really have time off, right? Because Saturday, Sunday, you have 2 days and then you're right back at it again.
So how does your schedule like work with your family?
All my family lives in Alaska, so it actually makes it easier because I can travel to Kenai or Talkeetna or be in Anchorage for 3-4 days if I want to instead of just a quick weekend.
I don't know. I miss them a lot. I'll tell you that.
I only get to see them half the time, which is unfortunate. Been gone a lot.
After we raised our family, I missed the lifestyle. I missed having 2 weeks off every month. So then things have worked out very well for me. I've gotten back into the oil field and been here since 2006.
I like it. I like it because when I'm here, I can just work, eat, sleep. And then when I'm home, I have all my time to just do whatever I want, travel. It's nice.
I personally like it. I'd rather work a bunch and get it over with than work 5 days a week every week of my life.
Love my job. Love the schedule. So that's why I'm here.
It's worth it. You gotta do what you gotta do to survive.
With the Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Sam Burnett.
You're listening to Another News on KNBA 90.3 FM. There's another thing we have going around on Alaska Teen Media Institute.
Yeah, we'd like to take a moment to remind you of our radio show next month.
We're going to be doing a live show.
Well, technically we are doing a live show.
Yeah, but this is going to be on stage in front of a live studio audience at the Wilda Marsta Theater in Anchorage. It'll start at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, August 12th. I'm both extremely excited and extremely nervous about it.
The theme for the show will be Making It Work.
You can find more about it at alaskateenmedia.org.
Back to the music. Here's Michael Stormo.
Thanks, guys. Coming up next are some songs from Isaiah Rashad, Citizen Cope, and Stephen Marley. Here we go.
Now can we fall in love? I saw them play a holistic banging through the night. Type of way about this living, do or die.
Type of way, do or die.
And when they see our age, they say we young. I let you push me to the side.
Push me to the side.
At least we fell in love with something greater than debate and suicide.
At least we fell in love.
Can we fall in love with something greater than debate and suicide? They feel good,
can we fall in love? I saw them play a list of things. I fall in love.
Do it now.
I never felt no type of way about this.
I stand on the floor of the boat or this car on the road. Got this woman in the backseat. See my wifey in the middle of delivery. Man, she saved me till this day, I don't know why. She picked me up when I was down on the road with the wind and it blow. Where the sun gonna rise in a mile. In a mile, you'll be feeling fine. In a mile, you will see. After me, you'll be out of the dark. Yeah, you'll get your shot. Yeah, the sun. Pick me up when I was down on the road with the wind when it blows. So the sun gonna rise in a mile. In a mile you'll be feeling fine. In a mile you will see. After me you'll be out of the dark. Yeah, you'll get your shot. Yeah, the sun gonna rise in a mile. In a mile you'll be feeling fine. In a mile you will see. After me you'll be out of the dark. Yeah, you'll get your shot. Yeah. Like a rocket, well, I'm headed to town now. Can't stop it with the wheels in my hand. It's a stand on the floor of the boat or this car.
different place, how perfect we might be. I would be the wind that blows, you'd be that willow tree. And I could never bear the thought of you not by my side. So I would be the warmth of day, you'd be the cool of night. And every day I pray to God that one day you will see and overstand the fact I must fulfill my destiny. I hope you find it in your heart and know these words are true. And please don't cry, you know that I must do what I must do.
One big road with a lot of signs and turns and twists and curves. And even though the road is rocky, we maintain the rock and keep on rocking from city to city, backyard to yard. And we be seeing the sights, standing under the light. And the spot is hot, it's cold and lonely at night. And I'm feeling and I'm dreaming and I'm holding it tight. But hold on, every single road I roll on comes to an end in the back of my game. So baby, please don't cry. It's no valley low and it's no mountain high. And our love don't die with the passage of time. It just grows more, it just keeps strong. And even though I'm gone, I am never too far. You're the light through the dark, shining bright through my heart. Summer journey must start.
What to do, please come back to me, make my dreams come true.
You're listening to In Other News, a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute on KNBA 90.3 FM.
Big news! ATME has launched our very first Kickstarter.
Our goal is to raise $3,000 by August 25th.
We're only 11% there, so your contributions will mean quite a lot.
Let's get back on track.
Now for some local events. Francisco Martinez, take it away.
Thanks, Sam and Chloe. Are you a silver-tongued devil and good with your words? Do you like to play Scrabble? If you play Scrabble, then you must be a natural. Tidal Wave hosts Scrabble Night daily from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Be there to be square. Have you ever wanted to learn how to shoot video or learn how to edit videos? ATME hosts video clubs at Muldoon, Mountain View, and Lusac Libraries. Our very own ATME staff and volunteers will teach you the art of writing, filming, and editing your very own films for free. AlaskaTeenMedia.org has a calendar with all of the dates. Hey Anchorage teens, do you have anything better to do during your day? The Mountain View Library is a social hub for teens and people of all ages. On Wednesday, July 30th from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., the Mountain View Library will be hosting Teen Open Zone, which is filled with games, music, snacks, crafts, and more for all you teens out there. Do you love the Harry Potter series? Well, you love to play Quidditch, wouldn't you? The Alaska Quidditch team play every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. at the Park Strip. Check out their Facebook page at Alaska Quidditch. And that's all for the events. Take it back, Simon and Chloe.
Actually, Francisco, we would prefer if you would keep it for now.
Oh, okay. ATME senior reporter Max Young Rice has an art show right now. It's called How the Light Gets In. It's at Modern Dwellers Chocolate Lounge in Midtown and can be seen until Wednesday. That's all I got.
All right, I think that's enough events for today.
All right, fine. You're listening to Alaska Teen Media's In Other News. Let's listen to some music now. DJ Stormo?
Now, a few tracks from The Black Keys, Soja, and Todo y Moi.
lies you teach. We were the children and your lies you did believe. But we ain't kids no more and we don't need to speak. Go forwards ever, backwards never. And truth and right is yours to control now. There's no way to know how. We will never do what they have done under just sun. Truth and right is yours to control now. There's no way to know how. We will never do what they have. We will never do what they have done. You're right, and we're forever on. BP oil in your hydrogen bomb. You go forwards never, backwards ever. The planes in the air, look down, animals scarce. Oil is water now and water's everywhere. We cry for your system, cause I'm not with them. Truth and right is yours to control now. There's no way to know how. We will never do.
Just
You just heard Low Shoulder by Tori Moi. Before that, Mentality by Soja. And before that, In Time by the Black Keys. To close out the show, we'll be Troublemaker from Beach House. But first, back to Clam and Zoe.
In case you just missed it, you're listening to In Other News, a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute on 90.3 FM Anchorage.
We have a quick challenge of the week, or month.
It is to talk to your mailman.
Some examples of good conversation topics would be, sorry about my dog. Thanks for bringing the mail. Well, I think that's all we have for today.
Thanks for tuning into our show. It's been a great time to have you here.
Thanks to our board op, Connor Crowley, our DJ, Michael Stormo. Thanks to Beret Hirsch for gathering the news and Francisco for bringing us the happenings around town. Oh, and we would also like to thank all of you for listening. Big thanks to Spirit of Youth, the Alaska Division of Behavioral Health, the Alaska Humanities Forum, and the Rand Rasmussen Foundation. And the supporters of this program, Heather Harris and Janice Demarest. Thanks to all our adult counterparts, Robert Stormo and Rosie Robards. Next month, you can come see our show live at the Wilda Marston Theater at 6 p.m. on August 12th. Don't miss it, because it's going to be awesome. There's going to be some great stories, live music, all within our theme for next month, Making It Work.
We'd also like to remind you about our Kickstarter that just started. We're trying to raise $3,000 by August 25th. You can donate by going to the Kickstarter website, our website, alaskateenmedia.org, or by going to AtMe's Facebook page or our Twitter feed. We also want to give a quick shout out to Sally Rue and Lonnie Gransbury, who each get two reserved tickets or seats at our In Other News live on stage show on August 12th at the Wilda Marston Theater.
And if you do end up donating to the Kickstarter, you can get some awesome prizes. Some of these prizes are AtMe sticker pack, or my personal favorite, having a ballad written about you or a topic of your choosing by AtMe's own Connor Crowley.
Well, that's all we got for you today. I'm Chloe Chobel.
And I'm Sam Bernitz. Thanks for listening.